NYTOC seek clarification on Roe Fair for upgrades, written by John Norris, and read by an automated voice. New York transmission owners have proposed tariff amendments that would clarify their ability to exercise a right of first refusal, or Roe Fair for public policy transmission, or PPT network upgrade facility, or NUF upgrades identified in the interconnection study process.
FERC in March approved tariff changes that confirmed TOs could exercise a Roe Fair for upgrades that are proposed by other developers, but they lacked provisions on whether this applied to upgrades identified later by New York ISO as necessary to reliably interconnect a project. The Operating Committee on Thursday recommended that the Management Committee and Board of Directors authorize New York ISO to file the proposed revisions, presented at the meeting by Stu Kaplan, partner at Troutman Pepper, which represents the 8 DOs. In a statement to RTO Insider, Kaplan said the proposed revisions would merely apply a similar mechanism to upgrades that are identified in the interconnection process for the public policy transmission projects that are selected by the New York ISO Board.
The revisions are the logical extension of the process FERC approved in March of this year for upgrades identified at the project proposal stage, he said. Kaplan told stakeholders that the proposal would replace a bilateral process that lacks certainty and timelines, provide for a transparent process that closely replicates approved standards, and define the ISO's role in identifying which of the NUF components might qualify as an upgrade subject to a Roe Fair. The TOs also want to make sure the rules are clear amid New York ISO's ongoing PPT project solicitation for interconnecting offshore wind. It is the only current solicitation for a public policy transmission projects, and the first project that may result in the identification of upgrades in the interconnection process for a public policy transmission project, Kaplan said.
During Wednesday's Business Issues Committee meeting, where the proposal was also presented, Howard Frommer, who represents the Bayonne Energy Center, asked whether New York ISO had expressed support for the changes.
Kaplan answered that the ISO has said the TOs are free to carry this forward as a TO-led effort.
This response was followed up by New York ISO attorney Brian Hodgson, who said that nothing has jumped out as an immediate concern to the ISO.
The proposed amendments now move to the November 30th MC meeting for approval. Winter capacity assessment.
New York ISO expects sufficient capacity margins for this winter but anticipates continued year-to-year declines as more fossil fuel generators retire.
The ISO told stakeholders that they expect a total of 477 megawatts worth of generation to be deactivated and a total of 672 megawatts of new generation to be added during the upcoming seasonal assessment period. Three scopes amended. The OC unanimously approved revisions to the System Reliability Impact Study, or three scopes for 35 generation projects, which the ISO identified as possessing evaluations that could either be removed, were redundant, or could be conducted later.
New York ISO had recommended that these previously OC-approved three scopes be narrowed to expedite interconnection processes and streamline transmission studies.
Intermittent resources update.
For the first time, New York ISO shared the total nameplate value of installed intermittent power resources in the New York control area.
Land-based wind, 2,191 megawatts. Behind-the-meter solar, 4,123 megawatts. Front-of-the-meter solar, 74 megawatts.
New York ISO promised to expand this list to more intermittent resources, such as OSW, as they are installed in greater amounts, and promised to consider including battery storage in the future.
BIC and OC elections.
New York ISO stakeholders unanimously elected Scott Luthoser of Hydro-Québec Energy Services and Greg Tsu of Central Hudson Gas and Electric as the new vice chairs of the BIC and OC, respectively.
Editor's note: an earlier version of this article incorrectly attributed Brian Hodgson's quote to Brian Hurries.